You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. My name is Jared Cohen. We are back for another hour. We got some music to play for you. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music.
Thank you. I wanna leave it again. Once I saw him on a beach and without a head, no one to say, I wanna leave it again. Yeah. I wanna eat it on a wizard on a way, yeah. And I called and I said, and I woke and I said, and then I called out.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Instant Crush. I'm your host, rejoining the show, Abe Jollis, joined by my two co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Finian Sicoccio. Fellas, how are we doing?
Did you just refer to yourself
as the host?
I always say
and
that.
First of all, do you always say that? And second of all, major quotation marks around the and then host.
I'm one of the three co-hosts of Instant Crush.
What's the thing from The Office with Dwight? He's a... his position, his official position.
Assistant to the regional manager?
Yeah, or something like that.
You could be assistant to the host. Assistant to the co-host.
Can I be assistant to the regional host?
There you go.
I'm in closer proximity to the board.
I'm pretty sure to be a host, you have to show up to the show.
Sorry that I've been dealing with health issues and also Valentine's Day.
That was unfortunate.
Those are actually the same thing.
Yeah, well, get a girlfriend. You'll figure it out.
All right, come on.
Ask your mom.
She's actually listening.
My bad.
I'm going to get a text from my dad real quick. He's going to say how much he hates you, Jared.
Fair enough.
All right, we got a great show for you guys in store. Jared, what's next on the menu?
So we had Instant Crush.
Did
on
we?
Instant Crush.
Really?
We followed that up with Prelude / Angry Young Man by William Joel. And we had Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam, which we were debating the origin of the name. The answer is undecided. No one knows.
There are many theories is the answer.
And we'll be following that up. This one is Abe's Choice from a Canadian artist. You might have heard of him. Goes by the name of Abel Tesfaye. And the song
Tesfaye,
and the song is called Secrets.
I catch you every time. looking so hot, Ray, and they tell you so. You should know how all the pros play the game.
You change your name
like a gangster on a run. You will stagger home to your precious one.
But we ain't never left alone, long, long. mind if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong. Relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song.
We're back. This is Instant Crush. If you're just joining us, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Give Jaw All the Thanks.
No, Praise Jaw in the Moonlight.
Completely butchered it.
Honestly, I kind of like yours better.
Yeah.
Give Jaw All the Thanks.
The YG Marley, grandson of Bob Marley. So, we'll hop right into sports talk. News coming out of the NFL today. Mecole Hardman reportedly leaked the Jets' game plans to Chiefs and the Eagles.
Totally fair game.
This is prior to the trade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What is there's like
He was so mad at the Jets that he leaked their game plan while he was a member of the team to another team.
And this report is corroborated by Sauce Gardner and Kenny Yeboah. Well,
Sauce Gardner deleted the tweet.
And then retweeted something else alluding to it. And Kenny Yeboah.
It seems like sour grapes to me. That would be my first impression of it. They all are just mad at each
other. I love
your
word choice, man.
Like, that's what I think it would.
Yeah, and he was reportedly checked out the first half of the season before the trade.
And clearly he ended up in Kansas City.
And catching the game-winning Super Bowl
And then
touchdown.
Got cut today somehow.
Did he get cut?
Yeah, he got released.
So did MVS, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe Mecole didn't get
cut.
That was MVS.
It was MVS
who
got
Mecole cut. Didn't get cut.
Saved him like $12 million. Easiest cap casualty. Yeah. Ever.
Didn't he catch the Super Bowl winning touchdown?
Yeah, though? But he had like two catches the whole regular season.
Yeah, and in the playoffs, didn't he have like two touches with two fumbles?
Going into that game, he had been a disaster.
Like ridiculously bad.
Again, game winning touchdown, but yeah.
But I don't know, I don't put a lot of weight into that story, to be honest.
I think nothing's going to come of it. How do you prove something like that? Just like, The funniest part about the whole story is that the Chiefs and the Eagles games for the Jets were two of their best games of the season. They beat the Eagles, who were undefeated at the time, and the Chiefs, they only lost to by 6 points because of a Zach Wilson almost great game until he fumbled at the end.
Interesting.
Because of a sack, but interesting stuff coming out there.
Yeah.
How about the Patriots documentary? Jared, I know you've been
watching. I was going to say, to quote Ernie Adams, you know, if you're not in the building, you don't know.
It's a great.
Is that from the doc?
Yeah.
It is. It's like the first thing. I can't believe they had Tommy Guarino.
He's talking about the media. He goes, there's a group of people I like to call the scribes.
He's great. I love Ernie Adams.
If you're not in the building, you don't know. He's fun. He was the funniest part of the show so far. I spend all my days just hearing about this show all day, but I'm disappointed in Belichick so far. And I'm not surprised, like we all know who he is, but for a Patriots fan, anyone who has knowledge of this stuff going in, part of the appeal, yes, is like it's well put together, they have old footage, et cetera, et cetera. But another appeal is if you have Bill Belichick sitting down to do an interview for this, let's get some new information out of the guy. And through four episodes, they have gotten nothing out of him that we didn't know already, if we've gotten anything at all. I mean, even Brady is kind of giving his point of view on what has happened. He swears. He has personality. Belichick, in episode four, they ask him, any more insight on what happened with Spygate? And he goes, I don't want to talk about that. And they couldn't get him to
do anymore.
So, in
other words, he's just continuing to act how he's acted his whole career.
Wait, so, did they do the... Do you know if they did the filming, like the interviews, after the firing of Belichick? I assume they did.
No. It's all
at least a part of it, because isn't the last episode about, like, the collapse?
I think it's more about the collapse of the Brady-Belichick relationship.
Okay,
I don't know if it goes to him getting fired.
Which makes sense why he didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, aside that it's Bill Belichick.
But, like, they show the press conference of him right after Spygate, not the press conference, the interview he does, where he goes through his reasoning and what he thought, and he couldn't even just do that again? Like, he's not even willing to talk about anything at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just classic Bill,
And he sits there and he's in a suit with the collared shirt.
Oh my
he
God.
Looks
oh,
so yeah. uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't want to be there.
That, I did notice that.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's the Mona Lisa Vito of wearing suits.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen a man look so uncomfortable in a suit. He does not. Yeah, he just doesn't want to be there.
He also loved, what is it, my cousin Tommy? Is that the movie?
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah. See, I'm just all over the place.
Was that mentioned in the Dynasty?
No, My Cousin Vinny is Bill Belichick's favorite movie.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah. What was the name of the song? That was it?
Give Jaw all the thanks.
My Cousin Tommy and Give Jaw all the thanks. That's Abe's favorite movie, favorite song.
Yeah, My Cousin Tommy Guarino.
Yeah. Greatest. Dude, that was the best plot twist of the whole thing. 2 minutes in, Tommy Guarino, TikTok legend, is just like just fan,
the Boston
fan.
TikTok guy.
No, someone was talking about this the other day. It's like John Bon Jovi is like one of the people they interview,
yeah.
Like his title is fan. It's like, okay, like come on. Like, like sure, but
I
it's
think
John Bon Jovi.
He's done some other stuff in his life, hasn't he? It's great.
He's also 5'1".
Is John
really?
Bon Jovi
he's
actually
tiny.
5'1"?
He's, wow. He's really short.
Oh my goodness.
We can fact check that, but
he's
a very short individual.
Wow. Finian, you're almost as tall as John Bon Jovi. All
right.
And anyone listening, you don't know if that's true or not.
Can 100% confirm it is true.
Short king.
We'll get back to playing this music on Leap Day, by the way. It is currently Leap Day.
I totally forgot.
It is.
Oh.
February 29th.
The
happy
most
Leap Day.
Special day of the year, and happy birthday to someone famous that they were saying was born on Leap Day.
Is it Mitchell from Modern Family?
No, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes, correct. Tyrese okay. Halliburton.
And Mitchell from...
The character or the actor?
Not the actor.
Oh.
Not Jesse, whatever his
the
name is.
The fictional character of Mitchell from Modern Family. Happy birthday!
I mean,
he's
sure.
A good, he's
or
a good
might
character.
Be his husband.
Cam.
Cameron. Let's get back in the music, Jared. What's next on the
menu? Right, so we had Black Cow by Steely Dan, one of my personal favorites. Give Ja All the Thanks by YG Marley. And then we have a song called White Dress by Name Redacted coming up.
Just me and you, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just me and you, whoa, whoa.
Try and sneak upstairs to your apartment. Aren't you a sight for red eyes? I just flew in and slipped in on your left side. Just a satin gown, you asleep with no makeup. I'm just trying to be inside you before you wake up.
Just leaving you.
We had problems, but it's all in the past. Everybody got problems, baby, algebra class. Remember I used to do things that'd make you laugh, like ordering a girl drink in a masculine glass. She like pina coladas getting caught in the rain, or rocking flannels all summer like Kurt Cobain, or that Dolce & Gabbana with a few gold chains. And you the type of girl that probably deserve a new last name, but they never let us do our thing. Everybody lying on who I bang. We was on fire, but they blew our flame. Ain't no denying, baby, you have changed. Cause now your high heels clicking, your lip gloss glistening, your hips start switching, your pissed off tripping. Cause even when we kissing, baby girl, feel different. Friends all diss him like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Is you talking about kitten? Is that bitch still stripping? Try and get a pair of Christians. I swear to God that they got you going crazy. But you play it off and say, how's work, baby? Well, some other models is too comfortable to walk straight, but seem to still love the man that they all hate. But babe, I call you back and say you say that always. And kept me on the phone and demanded they always see. She knew about all my lies the whole time. And my credit's so bad I can't get no one to co-sign. I would've thought she would've busted the dope crime, but she up and left a nigga and she ain't give me no sign now. She back in the club in a tight dress, with dreams of some day wearing a white dress. Seen with some lame, it's a miracle that she'd talk to a nigga with a 10-year-ago swag. But sound like none of her girlfriends, quote unquote, cause her girlfriends got girlfriends on the phone. Hollering at niggas is whatever. Let's fly to Euro, make this the best summer ever. Now she headed to Rome. Rome is the home. Rome is where she act like she ain't got no fucking phone. I accept that I was wrong. Except a nigga grown, so I can't bitch and moan in a session getting stoned. So a nigga had to hop on a plane, a bus and a train to try to come and talk and explain. Rented the whole bottom floor for a candlelight dinner. Turn the lights out and put my candle right in her and told her, even though I met you in a club in a tight dress, at first sight I could picture you in a white dress. 30-foot train, diamond from the rain, just to make up for all the years in the pain. Family on both sides, I'm so glad you came. Honey couldn't make it, oh no, that's a shame. Wedding in June, what could be better? Let's fly to Euro, make this the best summer ever. Take the very last car of the Eurostar. Tell the conductor, just drive so far. Told some of your friends and they wasn't excited. Well, we go to the countryside and they won't be invited. We will not be disturbed by the fussing and fighting. Tell peaches like the herb, cause we just reunited. Let's make a move from these herbs, go somewhere private. I'm talking just me and you in a plane and a pilot,
One more down, one more, one more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. They don't know what they don't know. People say I've got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to hit rock bottom just cause I'm living on the rise. It's a broken hearted thinking problem, so pull another bottle off the wall. People say I've got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Last call gets later and later. I come in here so I don't have to hate her. Same old phones, same old songs, same old, same old blue neon. Same old bus, just because. A drinking problem, that ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom just cause I'm living on the rise. It's a broken hearted thinking problem, so pull another bottle off the wall.
drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Sitting here in all my grand illusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Problem that ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom just 'cause I'm living on the rocks. It's a broken-hearted thinking problem, so pull another bottle off the wall. A drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Sitting here in all my grand illusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution.
Young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while, and though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. You know. Patches make the goodbye harder still. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. You know you never will. And the goodbye makes the journey harder still. Dancing on this earth for a short while. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
WMFO Medford.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Enlightening.
Are we back?
Truly. Truly enlightening.
You know, when my human has a ball and he throws it, I don't even remember where the next part is, but I love that. PSA.
We played that last week, right?
It gets funnier every time.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the people who protect animals, but we're going to...
That's their best work.
It's our new permanent PSA. We had some close calls with a couple of mortifyingly, mind-numbingly shocking...
The forest, like the parks
Yeah, they got
one
rid of
was,
that one.
Did they?
Yeah. No more parks one.
Oh, well, we found the best one.
Next week, we're going to be trying out fentanyl. 2 milligrams will kill you, and we'll see how that one goes.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that on air.
the PSA.
The PSA is, but I don't know if we are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Regardless, y'all been watching any basketball recently?
I've noticed that I think that the Celtics are pretty good.
Are they good?
I think they're, yeah.
Are they?
They're okay, yeah.
You know what
Nine
else
in
is,
a row.
You know what else
Nine
is interesting?
In a row.
Is that true? Nine?
Nine in a row.
You know what else is a nice streak that's going on? 12-game losing streak by the Wizards. Officially tied with the Pistons on record.
At this point, it's just, don't be that team. That's a quote. Kyle Kuzma. And now they are that team.
Yeah.
They are worse than the Pistons.
I honestly don't even want to talk about it.
Jordan Poole is the worst basketball player I've ever watched. Ever. Period. Full stop. Number one worst player I've ever seen.
He got his ring. He got his, you know, nine-figure contract. And he is just hooping.
I mean, I have never seen anything like it in my life. Ever. You know what he does on a nightly basis? His nightly stat line is like 4 for 18. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I
did just see an interesting graphic about the best players in the NBA about rating, the top 30.
What rating? PER?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one,
Nikola Jokic.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Really? Because Jokic is the all time leader in PER, actually.
Jokic is 3 this year. Interesting. Inclusions on this list.
Is Embiid on there? Does he count?
He is 12th.
Maybe it's like not cumulative though. It's
no,
average.
But it has games like the games total. I mean,
it's PER.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, that's efficiency,
it
right?
Just
I mean,
rating.
He was averaging
player
35.
Efficiency rating.
Yeah,
but like I'm pretty sure it's an average. Like it's not cumulative, so I feel like Embiid should be higher.
It's global.
12
rating.
Is pretty high.
I don't know what that is.
Well. The abbreviation is just RAT.
This is just created by the Shai Gilgeous for MVP campaign.
Well, you know who number 30 is? Jarrett Allen.
Are we meant to be shocked by that revelation?
I think he's...
He's a center. I mean,
he's good.
He is.
30, he's very good.
I mean, I thought, like, yeah. 30th isn't a high enough number for that to be, like, shocking.
That's
Jason
cool,
Tatum,
though.
Jason Tatum, 5.
Where is... Other Celtics players. Where's KP? I feel like he's got to be pretty high.
Okay, so if the Celtics don't...
He's not in the top 30. Jaylen Brown is 21.
If the Celtics don't...
If they don't win at all...
It's a failure.
But, like, how big of a... because every season that you don't win is technically...
If they don't win the championship this season, it will... Not even just Celtics history, it will go down as one of the biggest disappointments in NBA history, I would say.
Yeah.
Given the pace that they are on to be one of the greatest teams of all time, and how much better they look than... Like, the East does not look very good. It doesn't. Like, if they don't make it out of the East, at the very least, they're in big trouble.
I'm highly confident they will, but yeah.
My dad was just saying that they got to keep the Magic at 8 because in the play-in right now is the Pacers. So if the Pacers lose a play-in game and then they win the next one...
They're tough.
You do not want to face the Pacers in a 7-game series.
More important than that, you need to keep the Heat at 5.
Yeah.
The Heat cannot... That is the one. You wouldn't even argue that.
You can't match up with the Heat.
No,
you cannot match up with the Heat. You're asking for it.
6 or 3. You don't want them 4 or 5 because then you play them second round.
God, I love Jimmy Butler so much.
They're just the whole like we're not going to take the regular season seriously until the last minute and then figure it out. It's insane. It shouldn't be allowed. You know what I mean? Like it feels wrong, and yet it works so incredibly well.
We'll see what happens.
But you know, it's not every third year this year. So the Heat are going to go out in 4 games. They're going to get swept. Every 3 years, they make a crazy run to the finals.
I mean, they took us to 7 games 2 years ago.
And so then they're going to lose, but they're not going to the finals this year.
It's all KP. KP's been the difference. I mean...
That's true.
Derek White.
God bless.
Derek White.
God bless.
Third greatest player of all time.
True Holiday is just like some dude on this team. He's some random guy.
Yeah. He's averaging,
to be
he's
there,
averaging
yeah.
like what? Like 13, 5 and 5.
13, 6 and 5.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Got a couple more minutes. Try to get some more music in for you. We got a... You know, for Finian, I know he wants to hear this song, so we're going to do Violent Jubilee by, how do you pronounce this?
Fust. Sure.
I like that.
jubilation, violent, and jubilation, violent, jubilant. Headed out from Airport City, all the way to Airport City. And oh, I hope there's silence plenty, silence down in Silent City. 'Cause then it's up to family country, where supplies are running low. Take the heat. They've never had one of their own. I think they like me in their keep. Now, don't it feel like nothing's happening? And don't it feel like that it should? This town's been stamped in the formats. I used to think that was good, but Silent City's just a drive away. When I've had enough of the Empire State, tell me, where will your child be raised? Do I love you just enough to stay? Violence and jubilation,
You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This has been Instant Crush. Hope you enjoyed listening along with us. Gonna take you out real quick, and we'll see you next week, Wednesday at midnight.
Up mine, keep me up all night. Got my heart on ice. Don't die, don't die.
Ooh, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
On this hopeless night, came 1,000 miles to see you smile tonight. Your smile tonight.